Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is November 24th, 1941, and the title is The Outlaw Wears a Mask. And it's not The Lone Ranger. Let's get into it. Quality is not so great, but I hope you enjoy.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of the Black Arrow! Come on, Silver! Hooray!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, on the trail of Torlock, member of the Black Arrow, had found a glove floating in the Breakneck River. The masked man recognized the glove as Torlock's, but what he did not know was that Torlock had dropped the glove in the water deliberately and was waiting for him upstream.
Torlock! Hey, Torlock! Torlock! Did you hear me bellowing at you?
Get out herding cattle, Snively. I saw you. No necessity for shouting.
Yeah, all on the line.
You saw them?
Yeah. Anyways, I saw two riders.
Coming up the Breakneck?
Right. Sticking close to the shore. Moving slow, like they was watching for signs or tracks.
Lone Ranger and Tonto.
I couldn't say for certain. That cliff I was watching from was a long way from the riverbank.
Well, you saw the horses.
Yeah.
A white horse and a paint?
That's right.
And there's no doubt. How soon do you think they'll be here?
Well, if they find those tracks we left for them.
They'll find them. They don't miss the kind of a trail we left.
It'll take them maybe 3-4 hours.
We'll figure 2.
2 hours?
2 hours, Snively. Those aren't ordinary riders. That's the Lone Ranger.
You better make sure your scheme is set, Torlock.
Yeah, follow me into the hollow.
Blodgett's down there?
Yeah, Blodgett and a woman. You understand why I'm doing this, don't you?
You want to capture the masked hombre in the red scheme.
Yeah, exactly.
What
for? Don't bother to ask what for. You'll find out in plenty of time.
Now look, Torlock, I'm a member of the Black Arrow. I got as much right as you to know.
Careful how you talk, Snively. We're both members, but you're just one of the herd, understand? I'm important.
You know, can't help wondering, that's all.
That's enough. We're in a hollow.
Well, skin me for a buffalo pelt. What hit this spot?
Why?
Why? Well, thunderation, Torlock. There was a camp here, a camp in good order. Now look at it. Fire scattered, lean-to smashed down, supplies gone or busted, there's a broken rifle. What? It looks like there's been an ambush.
That's how it's supposed to look, Snively.
And where's Blodgett? And Miss Nancy?
Well, right here, Snively. He wasn't sure it was you coming, so he took shelter in the brush.
Well, how's it look, Torlock? Reckon it'll fool him?
It fooled Snively.
Fool me. I don't savvy.
We were just following orders, that's all. We were told to make it look like this camp had been attacked.
You were told to make it look like... Torlock, you mean this is part of your scheme?
Yeah.
Well, it sure is slick. How's it going to stop the mess, Jim?
It will. You have those two Black Arrows, Snively?
Got them right in my blanket roll.
Well, get them out. When the masked man gets here, he'll find more than a wrecked camp.
up over hill.
I've got Torlak's glove, Kemosabe. We'll follow this trail. We find the owner. Keep your guns ready, Tonto. This country is heavily wooded.
Oh, Tonto ready.
How old is this trail?
Maybe trail day old. Mark the hook show that.
Torlak may be far ahead.
We find him. And that mean we stop Black Arrow, huh?
Perhaps. Torlak may not be the leader, Tonto. He may just be one of the important men. Black Arrow is a large organization.
Trail drop down now into hollow.
Yes. Watch out for the horses. They mustn't stumble.
Tonto smell smoke. I think maybe camp down there. Camp for Kemosabe.
Tonto, there is a camp. It's been attacked.
They're man, woman. They not move. They got arrows in their back.
Black arrows, Kemosabe. Come on, perhaps they're still alive.
This not Indian attack.
No, it's a black arrow. Indians don't use arrows like that. Here they are. There may be a spark of life in them. They're alive.
Didn't bother, Mask Man. They're alive. They're not even hurt.
Torlak.
Lodge it, Mancy.
Kemosabe. They get up. They not hurt.
Lodge it, keep your guns trained on.
Yeah.
Mancy, collect the shoot irons. I don't think they'll start anything with a woman in the line of fire.
She knows, Torlak.
How they fix arrows.
That's simple, Tonto. We should have realized it before. There are no points on those arrows. The cloth was cut and the arrows are probably glued to the skin. Most likely using pitch or pine sap.
Very observing, Masked Man. I thought you'd fall into this trap. The sight of two people brutally murdered never fails to call out the crusader in you, does it?
I'm surprised you went to all this trouble, Torlak. It'd be more natural for you to make it a real murder.
Perhaps. This method served.
So at last we meet face to face.
Yeah, well, not quite. That is, not till I take off that mask you wear.
No, you not
take... Take my guns, Nancy. You and Blodgett keep them covered.
Yeah.
Now, Masked Man.
Come ahead, Torlak. What's the trouble? Why did you stop?
Go on, we got him covered.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you stopped again.
I
haven't moved. What are you waiting for?
I've changed my mind. There's plenty of time to get that mask. What are you laughing at, Injun?
Tonto laugh at you. Your face turn white. You know you get close to Mask when him grab you, and him plenty strong. You afraid.
Quiet. Quiet, or I'll have blood to shoot you down your tracks.
Yes, Tonto. That's enough. Torlak's dangerous. As long as he that is...
Mask Man, you and the Injun will be laughing at yourselves soon. So will the whole West.
What are you planning now?
Right this minute, one of my men is riding on an errand, mister. His name is Snavely, but that doesn't matter. What does matter is that he's riding a white horse, and he's wearing a mask. In fact, he's impersonating you.
There they are now, broken down wagon and all. Sure, this mask and this white horse fooled them like Torlak said. Torlak said they ain't never seen the Lone Ranger, just heard about him. Yeah. You see me now. Try to make it look good. Come on, Silver, there they are. Come on, Silver, old boy. Hello.
Howdy, howdy, mister.
Howdy, ma'am. Mister, your name is Morrell?
Yeah, yes, sir. No need to ask yours.
A white horse and a mask. I reckon you must be the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, that's me. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I sort of pictured you as bigger than you are.
Abby.
Well, all I'm saying is...
Well, don't say it. Don't mind my wife, Masked Man. You see, she's always had romantical notions about what you should look like. We never saw you before, of course.
Yes, my friend told me that.
What was your friend's name?
You should know Morrell. He found you right here with your wagon broken down.
His name was Tormund.
Abby, it was Torlak.
Oh, yes, so twas.
We told him we needed help. He said he'd get the Lone Ranger for us.
It's a pity he couldn't help us himself.
Torlak told me about that. That country ahead is pretty dangerous, Indian and such. I reckon Torlak figured the Lone Ranger could do more good for you. Well, I'm here. Let's get started.
Torlak said he didn't figure the wagon could be fixed.
Well, I'll take a look at it.
It's the rear axle.
Yeah, broke right in two.
Can you fix it?
I'd advise you to saddle them two horses and go ahead without your wagon, Morrell. Don't look like you got much to carry.
Well, no, Masked Man, but what we got is mighty important. My husband's the new Indian agent for the Kiowas. He's got all his papers and things so the Indians will know him.
Yeah, documents from the Great White Father.
Hmm?
The Great White Father in Washington. That's what the Indians call the president.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then there's also some mighty valuable gifts from the government to the Kiowa chiefs. Now, if there's hostile Indians or outlaws between here and the Kiowas...
Savvy, you want my help.
Well, if they stop us and find nothing on us, they'll most likely let us by. But if we had the valuable...
Right. They'd take them from you quick as a wink.
Well, that's the way this here Torlock chain told it to us.
He was right.
I was wondering, Masked Man.
Yeah?
Seeing as you're the Lone Ranger, that horse is known to be mighty fast.
Silver's the fastest horse in the world.
Uh-huh. Now, it's Aston Locke, but...
You don't have to say another word, Morell. You want me to take them valuables west to the Kiowas for you? That's it, ain't it?
Will you?
I'd be glad to. While I'm riding ahead, you and your wife can take a roundabout way. Just forget about your wagon.
Oh, seems a shame.
Well, it is, but we gotta make time, Abby. We're overdue already.
I'll be waiting for you at the Kiowas camp.
Keno, we're sure grateful to you, Masked Man. Now, here, this chest holds the important stuff.
Just a second till I mount. Steady, doggone your hide. Hand up the chest, Morell.
Here you are.
Got it. Get started as soon as you can. I'm leaving now.
Adios, Lone Ranger.
Masked Man.
Yeah?
I was just wondering before you go, where's Tonto?
Huh?
Tonto. From the stories we heard, he's always riding with the Lone Ranger.
Well, Tonto's back in the hills. He's waiting for me. Adios to you. Get up, Sylvia.
Abby, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, John. Just been wondering, that's all. For one thing, I've been wondering if that axle broke by itself or if someone did it for us.
You're always a suspect.
And you're so trusting John Morell. Who was that gent, Torlock, coming out of nowhere the way he did, warning us about Indians and outlaws ahead? We never heard any talk about that back in Sioux City. And wasn't it mighty odd how easy he located the Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger just happened to be close by, that's all. Next thing, you'll tell me he didn't suspect that masked man wasn't the Lone Ranger at all.
I think we'll learn about that later, John. Right now, I ain't saying.
Torlock!
Where blazes are you, Torlock?
Over here, Snavely. We know the rain.
Soaked to the skin.
I see you brought that iron-bound chest, Snavely. Hand it down.
Yeah, that lean-to leaks.
Not much. This smell coming out of the rain. It's better than where the masked man and the Indian are.
Out in the open?
Across the hollow. Blodgett and Nancy have them guarded. See, the Morells didn't doubt you were the Lone Ranger, Snavely.
Sure, the mask and the horse fooled them.
And with the papers in this chest, we can easily fool the Kiowas. First thing we'll do is get all their furs on the pretext of taking them to Sioux City to sell.
Yeah, only we keep the cash. There's presents in that chest, too, Torlock.
Yeah, let's see what's in it. Stand back here a ways and shoot the lock off, Snavely.
Yeah. It's hard to open. It's... What in... Torlock, is their chest empty? There's nothing in it.
Oh, you didn't fool them after all. They fooled you. They gave you an empty chest while they took the papers and presents with them.
What are we going to do?
What do you think? We're going after them. This time we'll get what we're after. This time I won't hesitate to shoot. Government agent or old government.
Torlock!
Oh, across the hollow shooting. Grab your guns, Snavely. Come on.
Torlock! Torlock, help!
Lodge it. What were those shots? Where are your prisoners?
They got away.
Got away? Where'd they get guns?
Well, we heard a couple of shots. I guess we turned our heads for a second, and before we looked back, the Lone Ranger had jumped for the guns. He shot my gun out of my head.
That's enough. All you heard was Snavely shooting the lock off a chest. Because of that, you idiot.
Oh, you was getting riled now, Torlock. They're gone. They're heading away from here just as fast as their horses can take them.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to our story. The rain was still pouring down as the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode down out of the hills and away from the Break Bank River where they'd been kept prisoner.
Let us slow up now, Tonto. Time we held a power on, decided what to do. Easy, boy. Hold there. Hold.
Steady, fella.
Horlock and others, not follow.
They did. We're far enough ahead of them.
Shimasabi, what they plan to do? Why Torlock sent Snavely on white horse and mask like you, huh?
Snavely was impersonating me for a reason, Tonto.
We go back and listen, maybe.
No. Snavely returned just before we escaped. The most important thing now is to follow his trail.
Well, that's not easy. Rain lasts a while longer yet.
He came this way, Tonto. You're the best scout in the West. Watch for his trail.
Tonto, try. Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto made slow progress. Only occasional flashes of lightning showed brief glimpses of the rain-sodden ground. Yet they still found signs of Snavely's route. By morning, the storm had passed and the sky was clear once more. Their pace began to speed up.
They're hoof marks.
There's clay in the soil here, Tonto. The rain couldn't wash them away.
Ground good for tracking now. It not rained so much here.
We can read those signs at a gallop now, Kimosabe. Give Scout his head.
Get him up, Scout.
Faster, Silver, faster.
On across the prairie galloped the white stallion in the paint. The hoof prints left by the outlaw marking a plain trail before their keen eyes until finally, as the sun reached overhead at noon...
It's a wagon, Tonto. Snavely's tracks lead straight to it. Steady, boys. Steady,
oh, Tonto. Wagon empty. No horses in shaft.
Been cleaned out overnight. Well, at least there's no sign of a struggle here. I was afraid Snavely had used that impersonation to do some shooting.
Kimasabi, look. Tonto find signs of two horses.
Those tracks aren't so old, Tonto.
3, maybe 4 hour old. And what we do?
Well, first... take a look at this broken axle.
That funny. Why they not fix axle? Why they leave wagon?
More of Snavely's work. Perhaps he convinced them it couldn't be repaired.
Oh, that not hard to do. Strong rope fix it good.
Otto. Get those rawhide strips out of the saddlebags. We're going to fix this wagon, and when it's fixed, we're...
Then what we do?
I'll ride ahead on Silver, following the trail. You'll bring the wagon along later. Well, let's get busy.
It was no problem for two men as powerful as the Lone Ranger and Tonto to lift the wagon and repair the axle. Less than an hour from the time they started, the axle was bound tightly with heavy rawhide and braced so that it was as good as new.
Well, that does it, Kimosabe.
It not take long.
I'll put Scout in the traces, Tonto. The wagon's empty. You can haul it easily.
Get him up here, Scout. You back up now. Against wagon. That's right, Scout.
Here, Silver.
You go ahead now?
Yes. Silver should be able to catch those riders before sundown. Adios.
Adios, Kimosabe. Me bring wagon.
Hold, Silver! Hoy!
John. There's a rider coming after us.
What's that you say, Abby? Where?
Yonder, along our back trail, topping that rise. Getting dark, but you can see him.
Stir up your horse, Abby. That might be one of the outlaws that fella Torlock warned us about.
Well, the masked man said we'd be safe coming this roundabout way.
Never mind that now. We got a ride. Get up there.
You can't ride fast with this load we're carrying.
We got to. Lift them hoofs, ponies. Can you see him?
He's riding like the wind.
Faster.
My horse is traveling full tilt now, John.
Can't get a lick more speed out of mine either.
It's no use, John. He's catching us.
Oh, stop, Abby.
Over there.
Now, Abby, get behind me. Where's my gun?
John, you need that gun, Dean.
Abby, I never been one to go for violence, and I put trust in my fellow men. But I'm ready for this stranger. If need be, I'll shoot.
Come on, Silver. There they are.
John, did you hear what he called that horse?
Why, he called him Silver.
The Lone Ranger. Put up your gun, John. It's the Lone Ranger.
Whoa, steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
Howdy, mister. You sure give us a turn. Why, when you left us last night, you didn't say nothing about meeting us here.
You're mistaken. I didn't see you last night.
You didn't?
John... this man's riding a white horse and he's wearing a mask, but he ain't the same man.
Yeah, I noticed it the same time you did, Abby. Called his horse Silver. Mister, you ain't fooling me. The real Lone Ranger saw us last night. You're an imposter. Now put up your hands.
If you use that gun, I'll have to take it away from you.
No, I got the drop on you. How do you expect to take it away with me? And now I...
Like it is!
What's up, Dad? right out of my hand. Give me that gun.
Not till we get this straightened out.
Doggone if I can figure this. Two men dressed the same, riding the same kind of horse. Now, which is which?
If you want my advice, John Morrell, I'd say this man right in front of us is the honest one, the sure enough Lone Ranger. I never trusted that gent last night.
Well, why not? Torlock said
I never trusted Torlock either. Both of them had shifty eyes, kind of mean-looking.
Well, Abby, why didn't you tell me?
Well, first off, because you were so all-fired certain they were honest. And second, well, I wasn't certain myself. At least about the masked man last night.
You seem to be certain now, Mrs. Morrell. What's changed your mind?
You, mister. He looked like I always pictured the Lone Ranger. He talked good English like I heard the Lone Ranger always did. And most important, you treat your horse like a friend, not like that other man did.
By Jupiter, you're right, Abby. You're right. Of course, the Lone Ranger never talked to his horse like that hombre last night. And I... Land of living, Abby. We're giving the chest with the presents for the Kiowa chiefs and all the papers I need to identify myself as an Indian agent.
So that's what they were after.
He's got them, mister.
No, he hasn't, John.
What?
I said he hasn't got them.
But I gave him the chest with my own hands.
Uh-huh. And the night before, with my own hands, I emptied it out. Those papers and gifts are right here in the saddlebag.
Abby, you're a wonder. I reckon we're all fixed now. We
Morrell,
don't need to.
Don't make a sound.
Huh?
I can hear a horse galloping this way.
Reckon you got mighty sharp ears, mister.
Yeah, I hear it now.
Could it be?
It's all right, that scout. I recognize his gait.
Aye, Kimasabe. Oh, stop, oh.
What's the matter? Where's the wagon?
Kimasabe, come to see plenty of trouble come along back trail. He sees from hill many rider. They come fast. Me hide wagon off trail. Ride scout this way to warn you.
Black Arrow men?
Tonto think that.
Black Arrow? What's that?
Doesn't matter, Mrs. Morrell. The point is that those men have discovered they were tricked. They're coming to get what they want, and they'll use force to get it this time.
Mister, what are we going to do? You can ride faster than they can, but they'd catch us easy.
We'll have to use our heads then instead of our horses.
You'd better think something up pronto.
The wagon.
Wagon? What about the wagon?
That's it. It's your only chance. Morrell, it's getting dark. Do you think you and your wife can head back along the trail and find the wagon?
We'd run right into them, mister.
Not if you get off to one side when you hear them coming.
Yeah, in the darkness, they'd miss us.
Well, sure, but what good would that do? All it would mean is they'd have to turn around and backtrack. That wouldn't take them long.
Mrs. Morrell, will you do as I say and leave the rest to us?
I sure will, mister.
That goes likewise for me.
Then we start right now. This way, follow me.
Get out, Scout! Go on, Silver!
As they rode, the masked man explained to Morrell and his wife what they were to do. Then he and Tonto raced on ahead, circling wide to avoid being heard by the outlaws. Then cutting back the trail, they reached the wagon well ahead of Morrell and his wife.
Steady, Silver. Fast now, Tonto. We haven't much time. We'll send the horses off into the darkness. Silver, old boy. Tonto and I have work to do. Gallop off that way till I call for you. Go on, Silver.
You go too. Get him up, Scout.
You've got your Larry Tonto?
Yeah.
Get as big a loop as possible. When Snavely and his gang arrive, they'll find Morrell and his wife. But we'll be here too.
Several hours later, the rising moon cast a pale light over the prairie. Snavely led a group of horsemen back toward the wagon standing beside the trail.
All right, gents, here they are. Thought you'd fool us, Morrell. Backtracking along the trail didn't get you no place.
You've tried to fool us, too, wearing a mask and calling your horse Silver. Calling yourself the Lone Ranger.
There's no time for lingo. You know what we come for?
I reckon so.
That chest was empty. Now you hand over them identification papers and the presents for the Kiowa chiefs. I will get them over your dead body.
Oh, no, don't shoot.
You're going to be sensible about it, eh?
My wife's right. No use fighting all of you. Get off your horses, and I'll show you where the things you want are.
No tricks, mind you. All right, gents, follow me.
Right over this way, right beside the wagon.
Walk with your wife, Maria.
They're in the horse's saddlebags, right here.
Yeah, I'll open them. Stand back. Fine lot of good was you fixing that axle. You didn't know it was us broke that axle, did you?
It happened in the night while we were sleeping.
That's right. We did it to sort us at the stage for Torlock.
Better get them saddlebags open.
I'm doing it. They seem to be mighty stiff. Figure this out.
Eager to get at their prize, the outlaws crowded closer behind Snavely as he struggled with the straps. They did not notice two figures slip out of the rear end of the wagon or hear the sound of the lariat Tonto whirled over his head.
Now, Tonto, rope them together.
Hey, what's the rope? Save me, there's a rope around me. I can't get out.
I can't get my arms through.
Good work, Tonto. You dropped the rope right square over them. Snavely, there's no use struggling. Tell your men to give up.
There's a masked man and the engine.
The whole ranger. Where'd you come from?
Tonto and I are waiting for you, Snavely. Now, as soon as we get you tied up and get our horses, we'll take you to a sheriff who'll put you in jail. Get some rope, Morrell. We'll tie them right to their horses.
The angry outlaws dared not struggle as they faced the guns leveled at them with the masked man's steady hands. Quickly, they were disarmed and bound, and in a few minutes, each outlaw was roped on his horse with the Lone Ranger and Tonto beside them in the saddle.
Masked man, you saved my job for me. Not to mention our lives.
We'll be grateful to you always, and I hope these coyotes get what they deserve.
They will, Mrs. Morrell. You'll have no trouble getting to the Kyolas now. Tail has no more danger ahead for you.
We all ready to ride.
Snavely.
Yeah?
Before we take you to jail, I want to know one thing. Where's Torlock?
He headed for Sioux City. And after the way he left us to run into trouble while he went his own way, I hope you get him. I hope you get him good.
Sioux City, huh? We'll get him, Snavely. He'll end up in jail with the rest of you. Lead the way, Tonto.
You, Snavely. Roger. All you men. You follow after. Get him up. Get him up, Scout.
Goodbye, Masked Man.
Adios to you. Adios.
Adios. On the trail, Silver.
John, I got a funny kind of feeling. I got a feeling that Torlock is going to run up against the Masked Man mighty soon.
Yes, Abby. And when he does, he'll lose. There's nobody can lick the Lone Ranger.
I don't do this!
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, otrwesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.